D&D
doop
doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
Alright, podlings. Nick's here. Welcome back to D&D doo doo. Last episode, we headed out with Tack into the wilds. Tack's got some coins to add to his stash, see? And we said we'd go along with him. We've happened upon a right big dollop of mud that even I'd think twice about jumping into. Got a life of its own it has, and by life I mean it's animated itself into three mud boils. One of which is a particularly big and grumpy looking fella with a mean right hook. It all kicked off when we were walking through the forest. A chunk of stone comes charging out of the ferns, right? Rolls into the mud hole at great speed and is now trying to force its way past the mud boils. Mud tentacles are lashing out and the stone keeps trying to batter its way through. Now, Sawley has only just got his puppy, Fudgy, back. This was no place for that fluffy little fella. So Sawley scooped Fudgy up and is now taking him back to base, leaving me and Tack to face the muddy menace. Right, best figure out what I'm going to D&D do. Laters. So, there's this, like, boulder, is it?
Yeah.
Can I make a bit of an insight on that? Have I got did I get a good look?
Yeah, you can, yeah. Just do an insight,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, do an insight.
Or insight or perception.
Before I leap into the fray. That is a 18.
18, that's very good. Do you, anything in particular that you're looking for?
Just like trying to get a bit of an arcane whiff off this thing. Because it's like an animated rock. Is there something that's propelling it? Can I get a bit of a magic sniff off it?
Yeah, for sure. You definitely get an arcane whiff off it. And I think for an 18, you also... It just smells a little bit familiar.
Alright.
You rack your brains a little bit and you think... It kind of reminds you of the big stone elemental that came and freed you.
That's right, yeah.
Or freed you by accident... as it was storming the camp
for whatever reason.
Yeah. It doesn't have as much power, but then it is smaller as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that'd make sense that they're connected. Right, okay. Right, I'm going to get stuck in then.
All right.
I want to pop a mud boil.
Okay.
There's nothing more satisfying than lancing a boil. I'm just going to attack it. I'm going to save my spells for now. Just going to attack it with my claw.
Okay. Which one are you going for?
Oh, how many we got?
We've got three. Right, so you've got... there's one very large mud boil, and then there's two smaller ones that have also drawn themselves up nearby.
Got you. I think I'll just go for the closest one.
Well, the largest one is sort of further towards the back.
Okay.
And one of the smaller ones is closest to you.
Cool. Yeah, I got a 16.
Very good. That hits.
Nice. Let's see how much damage we do. So I've got 1d6 plus 2... Oh, 6 damage.
Blat.
Oh, that's satisfying.
It's looking considerably hurt.
Nice.
So, seeing its fellow, its companion, splattered in a big, spewing squelch of mud that goes flying off in different directions, the other smallest mud boil turns round and is going to go for... you next.
Bring it on. You're next, squishy fella.
It goes.
Mud is for having baths in, not for one-on-one combat.
Right, so let's go for... you can roll 12.
One off.
Oh, okay. So he misses. A big kind of like fist of mud swings round and Nick's just... pulls his head back just in time and whoop, you get a good mud spatter across your face.
Ugh. Lovely.
Very fetching, like a fetching scar,
yeah?
Hey, so Tack goes, oh my word! And he pulls off his backpack, throws it to the ground and sticks his head inside with his back end sticking in the air and his tail quivering, and you can just hear him going, we're going to die! We're going to die! And this is Tack's grovel cower beg thingy, what's it, that he has. So for his action, he can cower pathetically to distract his foes. Which gives allies advantage until the end of the next turn.
Nice. Just like picture all the mud boils like Lucky Nova.
What on earth? Look at the state of that.
Get in there, Tack. That's Get it. In the bag.
Okay, but then the second mud boil, the one that you attacked the first time, is going to go for you. 8. Probably doesn't hit.
No.
Wow,
I'm slippier than the mud.
And then Mr. Big Beefy.
Ugh.
Mr. Big Beefy kind of heaves itself backwards, shores itself up, and it kind of grows in size, and then suddenly it crashes down into the bog, and this wave of mud comes rolling out towards you. This is his foul sweep. Do a dex saving throw to see if the mud sweeps you away.
Right.
The wall of mud.
Come on. Little gobbo feet. Let's get springy.
It's squelching towards you.
12. That is 12.
Oh, it hits you.
Right.
Splat, it goes into you and you feel yourself surrounded by cold mud that sweeps you just a metre.
Right.
Just a metre away.
Okay. All right, not too bad. We're still in it.
Meanwhile, the stone that's been trying to push its way through all three of the mud boils hurls itself at the largest one and does... Yeah, it hits.
Yes.
One point of damage.
But what a beautiful point of damage.
Yeah, it's chipping away. Okay, back to...
Thanks, Rock. Never said that before. Or have I? I don't know.
So it's Nyx's turn again.
Right, I'm going to go for this one I already...
You are prone at the moment.
Oh, with the...
Yeah.
I have to get up then.
Yeah.
Right, I'll get up. And now take another swipe at this damaged mud boil.
And you get advantage because of Tack's grovel cower beg.
Oh, nice. Right. Right, I've got a 4. No thanks. And an 11.
It's 12 to beat.
Oh, no.
No, oh, and you miss. You're still a little bit wobbly on your feet after being knocked sideways by the mud. And then it's one that's the same size as the one you've been attacking that hasn't taken any damage yet. I think he's going to go for Nyx as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm in the mix.
Oh. One. Okay, so this one swings round to attack you and catches your mud boil instead.
Brill. You didn't mean to do that, did you?
And it's actually looking really battered now.
Right then.
Okay, Tack.
You got this, Tack.
Oh, I don't know about this. Oh, Nyx. Oh, flipping heck. I think Tax is going to kind of pull himself out of the bag. He's really pulling his courage from his socks. But he manages to not only pull his head out of the bag, but he turns round, looks over at the scene. You slashing away at mud boil. Another mud boil trying to slash at you. And this huge, slutchy boy with no damage whatsoever. And he just goes, huge, piercing roar from a very small creature. Oh my goodness! It's another doom!
Clip.
And this is his bonus action, Draconic Roar.
So nice.
You retain advantage. So that's his bonus action, and then he's going to go, oh, blow this! has a little jab with his short sword.
Yes, Tech.
That's 11 plus 4 is 15. He hits! He yes. hits!
Come on, Tech.
Blimey, right.
You star.
4 points of damage. That one's looking beaten up as well.
Fantastic.
That's Tech's go. And now it's the mud boils. So we've got the one that's looking extremely battered by you, Nyx.
All right.
He's going to go for you again. Actually, no, he's going to turn round and he's going to go for the one that just clonked him, to be honest.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, and he just kind of draws back. If the bit of mud that looks a little bit like a head just kind of draws back and he tries to sort of nut the other mud boil with a big squelchy nut. 10 and misses. But then it's the big fella.
Who's he going for?
Well, he's just seen Tack land a big attack on one of the mud boils, so he's going to go for Tack.
Right.
And these big branching arms of mud reach out, dripping gunk and all stagnant leaves sort of reach out as if they're going to try and grab Tack right round him. Oh, Lord, is that...
Oh, that's...
Is it D20?
That's a 20.
Nat 20, he... Ooh. Well, he does. He grabs Tack. Tack's like... and just wraps him up and lifts him clean off the ground. Well, he would have been doing a strength saving throw, but I think on a D20, he's just...
Maybe if he gets, like, a nat 20...
Oh, yeah, Tack might get...
It's the only option.
The only option. Come on, Tack.
All your strength. You can do this.
Then goes into slow motion. One.
Oh.
So Tack is now grabbed and hoisted.
Oh my word!
I'll get you out.
Next.
And we can get a... What can we get? I don't know. I'll get you out.
Oh, yeah.